Heading overseas again now, an historic baseball World Series will take place in Cleveland tomorrow, with two underdogs vying to break the longest championship droughts in Major League Baseball. The Cleveland Indians last won a World Series in 1948, but Chicago Cubs fans have been waiting for more than 100 years. North America correspondent Stephanie March has our report.
Baseball season's underway. This year, you'd be forgiven for thinking America's national pastime is politics, but traditionally, it's baseball. And just 2 weeks out from the presidential election, the nation is returning briefly to its roots.
Over to first. The Cubs are going to the World Series.
On Saturday night, when the Chicago Cubs beat the LA Dodgers 5-0 at their home ground to make it to the World Series, the crowd lost it.
Just to get back to a World Series was so emotional. Ushers were hugging each other. Everybody was high-fiving each other on every pitch, every hit the Cubs made. There were tons of people crying.
Bert Constable is a columnist for the Chicago Daily Herald and has been writing about the Cubs for 3 decades. The last time the team won a World Series was 1908. The last time they competed in it was 1945. Many attribute the 7-decade drought to the curse of the Billy Goat.
It has been hanging over this team, and it's inescapable. It all started in 1945, the last time the Cubs were even in the World Series, and a guy who owned a tavern, the Billy Goat Tavern, brought his goat to the game and had a ticket for him and wanted to bring the goat in, and they said no. And the legend is he cursed the team then and said, well, you'll never get back to the World Series, never win another World Series. And so that started it.
Since then, the team has struggled with harrowing bad luck.
There have just been these plays throughout the years when we were close. There was a ground ball that went through someone's legs after his mitt had gotten soaked with Gatorade before the game. And so people said, oh, that's part of the curse. And then in 2003, there was a foul ball that a fan reached out and touched. And people think, you know, that the Cubs outfielder could have caught it and they would have won that game. And right after that happened, the Cubs gave up 8 runs and lost in spectacular fashion. So people say, you know, that's part of the curse.
Supporters have gone to extreme measures over the years to break the curse. After that 2003 game, a fan purchased the offending ball for more than $100,000 and electrocuted it until it exploded. But there's a more earthly reason for the Cubs' resurgence. Max Frankel is the founder of the Off the Bench Baseball news website.
You can trace a lot of the Cubs' success back to the hiring of Theo Epstein, who's a baseball executive that helped the Red Sox break their 86-year World Series drought in 2004. Since he got here, Epstein has really reshaped the team, and they have a whole group of really young players, young hitters, who are really talented and really good. And they've supplemented that with some outside pitching that they spent a lot of money on. And they just put together a really solid core of players.
The best of 7 World Series playoffs start this week. Bookies are favouring the Cubs to win, but longtime fan and columnist Bert Constable says with such a good roster of players, even if they don't claim victory this year, it's not the end of the world.
We have a saying here that we might as well have it tattooed on our hearts that says, wait till next year, because that is pretty much what we do every year. So this year, even if we don't do it, we'll say that again. But I think it'll be a little less stinging than it normally is, because we really do think we'll win it next year.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
That report from North America correspondent Stephanie March.